furniture to fill your space and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace mantles, ceilings, or trim, whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is William Kennedy, who certainly has been with us many times before. He's written a book such as Satanic Crimes, and which we carry, and we have a four-tape set on that very subject with my interviews with William. And certainly he has studied so many of the occult and secret organizations that exist in the world today, and this is not imaginary. They operate at the upper echelons of our society. And not only that, but there are massive pedophile rings. And of course, we hear all the talk about the assistant coach there at the University of Cincinnati. And, this is a terrible thing. But there are other pedophile networks all across America. You're never going to hear mentioned, like the one in the Franklin cover-up, or we actually carry the book, The Franklin Scandal, the one, the pedophile network that began at Boys Town in Kansas and went right into the White House. And the one we're going to be talking about this morning with William, certainly a world-renowned spiritual leader, getting a professional hitman to kill a couple of people who were going to testify about his activities as a pedophile. But these are the stories you're not going to hear featured in the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, because, of course, they're part and parcel of this network of covering up the truth about the true extent of the dark spiritual and occult forces that dominate our world today. William, thank you very much for being with us, and you pick up the story.
Why, thank you, Dr. Stan. I have a new
Speak up a little louder, please.
Oh, can you hear me now, Dr. Stan?
Yeah, okay, fine.
Okay, I have a new article out called The Hare Krishna Killings, The Fast Rise and Hard Fall of Cult Leader Keith Ham. And people can read this for free at williamhkennedy.com. WilliamHKennedy.com. Now, my article focuses on a man named Keith Ham, who was the first person to join the Hare Krishna movement back in 1966. The Hare Krishna movement was founded by a Hindu fellow named Swami Bhaktapad. And Swami Bhaktapad came over to the United States in 1966 and founded the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And we know most people are familiar with them. You see them chanting on the streets of major cities. They shave their heads and they wear orange robes and play musical instruments and they chant to the Hindu god Krishna. Now, Keith Ham infiltrated this organization with his boyfriend, who was a man named Wheeler. These were really the first two people to join this group. And the Hare Krishnas basically exploded financially when George Harrison and John Lennon of the Beatles endowed them with a lot of money. Now, Keith Ham was actually from a Christian evangelical background. His father was a Baptist minister in New York, and as a high school student, his father trained him on how to convert people. He trained them in the art of Christian apologetics. And somewhere along the line, Keith Ham lost touch with his Christian roots and became a homosexual and a pedophile, a child molester, him and this fellow Wheeler. Now, they worked with the fellow who founded the Hare Krishnas, Prabhupada, for 10 years. He died in 1977, the founder of the Hare Krishna movement. Now, Keith Ham started a community down in West Virginia. It was a farm that he purchased and had personal control over. And what he did is he had, it fluctuated. He bought Hare Krishnas from all over the world there. There were between 600 and 800 people. And he basically declared himself king of this little farm community they had down there. And he was sexually abusing the preteen boys and teenage boys who were in the sect and were going to the local Hare Krishna school. Now, he raped these children for years, and he declared himself a guru, which in the Hindu religion makes you a representative of God on earth, and virtually, for all practical purposes, you are a god on earth. You are venerated and worshipped. People took photographs of Keith Ham, the Hare Krishnas, and they would venerate them right in their homes. They would do little rituals. So he had himself worshipped as a guru king while he was raping these children. Now, what Keith Ham also did is he used very deceptive means to raise money. What he would do is he'd get these brainwashed, attractive young women who were Hare Krishnas, and initially he sent them out in their Hindu dresses. People remember them from airports and things of that nature, but that didn't work very well. They irritated people. So what Ham did is he had these young, attractive women dress in normal clothes and go out to public events and solicit money under false pretenses. They would claim to be from MDA, Jerry's Kids or Meals on Wheels, and they would collect money for the Hare Krishnas under, these assumed charities. And he would also give these women drugs, stimulant drugs to keep them working. This went on for many, many years till people started to turn him in. Can you hear me okay, Dr. Stan?
Beg pardon?
Oh, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I heard a little friction there. Sorry. But to get back to the story, he would drug these women with stimulants and force them to collect tens of thousands of dollars. And in the course of the year, these women would collect millions.
Okay, hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment with William Kennedy.
Business owners, pay attention. Get 3 months free radio advertising for your business on 1360 AM The Lion. That's right, 3 months free with your purchase of a minimum commercial package. Make this year the year of more income, more customers, and more effective advertising. Customers won't know you're open for business if you don't tell them. If you want to increase the success and profitability of your business, you know it depends on your ability to attract and retain a steady stream of customers. Call me now, Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director at 303-257-7576, and let's watch your sales soar. So if you're not as busy as you want to be, call me now at 303-257-7576 for details on this limited free 3-month offer. It's the most affordable way to build your business with tax-deductible radio advertising. That's Danny at 303-257-7576 or 1360 AM advertising at hotmail.com. If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function, it boosts your immune system, and even inhibits the AIDS virus in cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at hotmail.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, William Kennedy, and he's going into the background of the Hare Krishna movement here in the United States, which, certainly is abusing the system, collecting a lot of money under false pretenses. But then, of course, comes the violent act. So you pick up the story from there, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, as I was saying, these women would go out in these vans. They were given stimulant drugs, and many of them were mothers. Their children were back at the community in West Virginia called New Verdavin. That was the name of their place. And when these women came back after collecting, hundreds of thousands and even millions of dollars over a course of the year, they would find that their children, who they left at the Hare Krishna school, were undernourished. They weren't even given enough to eat. And what they discovered later is that Keith Ham and a few other people in the upper echelons of the Hare Krishna movement were sexually abusing these children on a daily basis. Most of the young boys down there got sexually abused who were raised there. Now, Keith Ham, he would stop at nothing to raise money. He started growing marijuana right on his farm there, and he had a fellow named Chuck St. Dennis, who he bought in, who was an expert at growing marijuana and smuggling hashish oil. And what they did with a lot of their money is they built this giant palace of gold as a tourist attraction, which is a beautiful building, but it was funded by drug money, and as I said earlier, getting money under false pretenses. Now, what happened is two people down there, Chuck St. Dennis, who I mentioned, and another guy named Stephen Bryant, finally figured out that Keith Ham was raping these children. Now, Chuck St. Dennis was going around saying this and even threatening to go to the authorities, because even a drug dealer does not want to be associated with a pedophile. In the criminal world, the pedophile is the lowest of the low. Other criminals in prison do not even want to be in the same jail with them. They don't even want them in the same prison. The pedophiles are often murdered in prison. That's how low they're thought of. So Chuck St. Dennis and this other guy, Stephen Bryant, he divorced his wife, and he had two children still in the cult, and he left. They started to expose Keith Ham as a serial rapist of children. Now, one of the people who joined the Hare Krishnas was a man named Thomas Drescher. Thomas Drescher was from a broken home, and he was raised in juvenile detention centers and foster homes, and he joined the Army when he was 18. Now, the Army was the best thing that ever happened to Thomas Drescher. He did very well. It was the first family he ever really had. He loved the camaraderie, and he joined the 101st Airborne, which are known as the Screaming Eagles. If you've seen the film Apocalypse Now, Robert Duvall's troops were Screaming Eagles. And these were highly trained Ranger-type soldiers who went on very specific search-and-destroy missions. And Thomas Drescher was trained over there specifically as an assassin. He would go to the enemy compounds, kidnap and murder a high-ranking communist official, and then hide their body, dispose of it so no one knows what happened to these people.
No, this was in Vietnam. This was during Vietnam, right?
This was during the Vietnam War.
Right, yeah, go ahead.
During Vietnam. I should have been clear on that. This was back in the 60s in Vietnam. So Thomas Drescher was, as I said, a Screaming Eagle hitman. Now, he did two tours of duty in Vietnam, and he went for a standard psychological evaluation after two tours, and he wanted to remain in heavy combat. He enjoyed it. It was his life. And with one of those Army catch-22s, if you want to go fight, you're deemed mentally unbalanced. So Thomas Drescher was forced out of the Army against his will, for being, as I said, mentally unbalanced. Now, within 10 days of being in heavy combat, he found himself stateside, discharged from the Army against his will. He had no family to go back to. The Army was his home, and neither the Veterans Administration or the Pentagon offered him or people like him any cogent psychological help to readjust to civilian life. So he went from being a trained, programmed assassin, and 10 days later, he's walking around the streets of the United States, and he felt betrayed and angry. He felt, you know, the rug had been pulled out from under him. And then he ran into the Hare Krishna movement and became a Hare Krishna. Now, Drescher moved in with Keith Ham to his compound in West Virginia because some local bigots were unfairly harassing the Hare Krishnas. You know, they were firing bullets into their compound randomly. They were trying to run these people off the streets. And this came to a head when a biker gang went up there and shot several of the Krishnas. And that's certainly unfair. You know, the Krishnas didn't deserve that. So Thomas Drescher went there as a kind of policeman enforcer. And what he would do to these local people, he would track them down and, you know, using his Army skills, he'd walk up behind them and knock them unconscious. And they would wake up under their vehicles, their car, with a note pinned to them that if they bothered the Krishnas anymore, next time they'd be dead. So Thomas Drescher found a place where he could use his military skills for a movement. He was an assassin looking for a killing mission and an authority figure to give him orders. And Keith Ham, who was a very bright guy, he went to university and did very well, he recruited Thomas Drescher to murder Chuck St. Dennis and Stephen Bryant. Now, Thomas Drescher was unaware that Keith Ham was a child molester. I should make that clear right now. He had no idea. Keith Ham hid this very well. And what he did is he sent Drescher to kill Chuck St. Dennis under the pretenses that Chuck St. Dennis was bringing drugs into the community and also having affairs with women. So what Drescher did, it's a horrible thing. He killed Chuck St. Dennis, stabbed him and shot him, and buried him alive in a stream bed, a brutal, horrible murder. Now, that was 1983. 3 years later, the other fellow, Stephen Bryant, started a newsletter against Keith Ham, exposing him as a pedophile. And Keith Ham sent pressure out to California. He gave him $8,000 to assassinate Stephen Bryant, and he just walked up to Stephen Bryant's car and pumped two bullets in his head. You know, there again, it was another mission. Now, all of this unraveled when someone, one of his associates, broke down and exposed the first murder, Chuck St. Dennis, to the authorities. Now, initially, Thomas Drescher was arrested and charged, and they found, you know, Chuck St. Dennis's skeletal remains. But initially, he protected Keith Ham. He said Keith Ham had no knowledge of these murders, and, you know, that Thomas Drescher, he claimed that he acted completely 100% on his own. Now, why Drescher was in jail over the years, it finally came out that Keith Ham was a pedophile and that Chuck St. Dennis and Stephen Bryant were actually out to expose him. Drescher, of course, became infuriated and he felt betrayed, and he testified against Keith Ham. Now, Keith Ham had been charged before. He hired Alan Dershowitz. He paid the Harvard lawyer Alan Dershowitz $2.5 million to defend him in court, and initially he was not found guilty. Now, when Drescher came in and testified against him, Keith Ham did go to prison, but for only 6 years because he was physically ill. And Keith Ham died a free man. He just died last October. And why I've just written this article about him is he used to tend to threaten to sue people who wrote anything against him. Now, it's very strange. He died at 74. And he was released from prison, I believe, in 2004, and he died in 2011. But this serial pedophile pervert died a free man with people worshiping him as a incarnation of God on earth, virtually. And this is just a typical case of cult activity and cult recruitment. Now, I just want to make it clear, Dr. Stanton, to the audience, I'm not saying that all Hare Krishnas are pedophiles any more than I'm saying that all Christians are pedophiles or all Catholics. But when you get into this cult mentality where you use sophisticated forms of brainwashing, we're in a strange, strange realm because you have to weigh people's religious liberties, their freedoms, as opposed to other people who exploit them and control their minds. Now, again, if you go to WilliamHKennedy.com, you can read this article for free, and I also have a whole webpage on religious cults. And if you go to WilliamHKennedy.com, I also have three free full-length movies about religious cults. One is called Ticket to Heaven, one is called Blinded by the Light, and one is called B-Zone. And these three films deal with how families react and cope when their adult children join religious cults. And it's very important that people, even Christians especially, educate themselves about cults, because a cult will basically do three things to an individual. This is really the definition of a cult. They will make them break off from all of their old contacts, family, friends, job, everything. Number two, they will isolate them from society as a whole. They're not allowed to read newspapers, books, television, or radio. These things are all banned in cults. And number three, they're usually asked to do deceptive things to raise funds for the cult itself. Now, there again, there was a whole movement in the 70s called the deprogramming movement. A guy named Ted Patrick founded the first real anti-cult group in 1971 called FreeCog. Now, the problem with Ted Patrick is he would kidnap members of different groups like the Hare Krishnas and the Scientologists at the biddings of their family, and he would very effectively deprogram or debrainwash them. Now, what happened in 1980 is a lot of these religious groups started to sue him for kidnapping and, you know, holding people against their will. Now, most of the people he deprogrammed wound up thanking him. Now, what we have today, there's really two forms of anti-cult activity. One of them is called exit counseling, which is a toned-down version of deprogramming where you don't actually kidnap the person, but you try and get them to reconnect with their family and friends and reintegrate them. The other is the Christian anti-cult movement, which was basically pretty much started by a fellow I knew, the Reverend Walter Martin, who was an evangelical Christian who died in 1989.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, William. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Texas Roadhouse takes this time out to salute the men and women in uniform who stood tall for our freedom around the world. Let's give them a hero's welcome home they deserve. America's troops are our angels of protection and wings of freedom that have fought hard to help restore peace around the world. That's from Texas Roadhouse at 1931 Bluegrass Circle, where they invite you in for the best food in Cheyenne. Fall off the bone ribs, hearty hand-cut steaks, legendary margaritas, and much more. Call 307-638-1234. That's 307-638-1234.
Business owners, pay attention. Get 3 months free radio advertising for your business on 1360 AM The Lion. That's right, 3 months free with your purchase of a minimum commercial package. Make this year the year of more income, more customers, and more effective advertising. Customers won't know you're open for business if you don't tell them. If you want to increase the success and profitability of your business, you know it depends on your ability to attract and retain a steady stream of customers. Call me now, Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director, at 303-257-7576, and let's watch your sales soar. So if you're not as busy as you want to be, call me now at 303-257-7576. For details on this limited free 3 month offer. It's the most affordable way to build your business with tax deductible radio advertising. That's Danny at 303-257-7576 or 1360 AM advertising at hotmail.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and William, didn't you actually talk to this murderer who is in prison, the one who had actually killed the two gentlemen?
Yes, Thomas Drescher is his name, and he is serving a life term in prison. You see, if it's murder for money, if you're paid to kill someone, you generally never get out of jail. Even, you know, if there's no, it doesn't matter if you were brainwashed or whatever. But, Thomas Drescher himself, you know, he feels terrible, horrible remorse for what he, did to those two poor men. He didn't realize that, you know, they were exposing his former religious leader as a pedophile. He had no idea of it. And here is a man who is just, in a sense, he was brainwashed in the army in the sense that he was a trained assassin, and he was re-brainwashed in that Keith Ham just refocused his skills for the Hare Krishna movement as opposed to the army. And to a great, great extent, this is the fault of the U.S. military for not properly reintegrating the Vietnam veterans in particular into mainstream society. For example, my father fought on Saipan in World War II. He was a sergeant major, and he was involved in heavy combat killing Japanese. When the war ended, he remained on Saipan for 6 months, and the army would give different courses and talks to the soldiers to reintegrate them into civilian life. You know, they were taught that the Japanese people were not innately evil, that the war is over, that we must all move on. You know, they would meet Japanese people and former Japanese soldiers, and they would see that these people were just like them. They were human beings who fought for their country. They were also taught that, you know, many things at home would be different. Like when my sister got back, when my father got back, his young sisters were teenagers, and they said, you know, the 10-year-old little girl you left behind probably has a boyfriend. So they do, over time, they do a very specific program of reintegrating the soldiers back into normal civilian life. And my father and many other World War II veterans did not suffer the same sort of horrendous psychological effects that the Vietnam veterans did, because the government had this program of reintegration. Why they abandoned it during the Vietnam conflict, I don't fully understand. They knew better. The U.S. military knew better than to send someone like Thomas Drescher back out on the streets of the United States without any reintegration psychology. They basically set off a time bomb when they removed him from the service and dropped him into the United States. Now, there's a wonderful documentary film a friend of mine made about this whole case called Holy Cow Swami by Jacob Young, and he filmed the Hare Krishnas down in West Virginia and has extensive interviews with Thomas Drescher. And it's probably the best documentary on a cult that I have ever seen. It unfortunately, it's not for free on the net. You have to buy it from Jacob Young, but it's well worth the money. And it really just shows the different techniques that Keith Ham would use to brainwash his followers. For example, when you do the Hare Krishna chant, I've talked to former members, it's very similar to a drug high in that you get your adrenaline and endorphins kind of flowing in your body. So it's very similar to a drug high. In fact, the founder of the Hare Krishna said that his movement, you could stay high forever. Now, why these people were chanting in this hypnotic trance-like state, what Keith Ham would do is he would flash messages with an overhead projector right above the altar saying that it's okay to lie and cheat and kill for Krishna. you know you're doing what's right for Krishna if your guru, Keith Ham, tells you. So what he was doing, he was getting people in this drug-like trance state, and, you know, where they felt very euphoric and blissful. And then he would introduce these extremely negative ideas. This is a form of thought reform, they call it. It's when you replace someone's values and ideas with values and ideas that are dangerous to themselves or to other people. So Keith Ham used highly sophisticated forms of mind control, really to get these Krishnas to do virtually whatever he said. Now, some of those women I mentioned earlier who went out on those teams, it's very sad. They had daily quotas for money that they had to bring in. If they didn't, they would be beaten, and they would be threatened that they wouldn't be allowed to see their children anymore. And some of these poor women, it's horrible, they turn to prostitution to meet their daily fundraising requirements that Keith Ham had set for them. And Keith Ham knew this all well. He didn't care. I don't think Keith Ham had any religious beliefs at all. I believe he was just purely a manipulator of other human beings. And we must really educate ourselves for the sake of our children and grandchildren in the methods of cult recruitment. And remember, there's a false myth that, oh, cults target lonely people or they target people who don't get along. That's not true. Cults target the average person out there. And as parents and grandparents, we must look for some telltale signs. When people join cults, they technically never join. They go and they just delay leaving. Now, if your kid or grandkid is involved with any group that tells them to disconnect or cut off from their old family and friends and to disconnect and cut off from society as a whole, that should send alarm bells. And these groups, you know, there's a lot of them out there. I don't mind using the word cult in the sense that no one would argue that Jim Jones of the Guyana tragedy was a cult leader. There are certainly destructive religious groups out there who seek to control people's minds. There again, we also have to balance that with individual liberties and people's rights. And it's an awful dilemma for us as a society and a horrible situation for the families of adult children who join religious cults. Now, if people go to williamhkennedy.com to the Weird Cults link page, I have a variety of groups that offer counseling for families of people who have joined cults. Steve Hassan is a guy who has a group, and Rick Ross is another fellow who has a group. There are also some Christian anti-cult groups people can touch in with. And we have to remember that, strangely enough, Keith Ham started as an evangelical
Christian. We'll be back in just a moment, William. If you're out there in the listening audience, the number is 877-254-7524. Right here in America.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Texas Roadhouse takes this time out to salute the men and women in uniform who stood tall for our freedom around the world. Let's give them a hero's welcome home they deserve. America's troops are our angels of protection and wings of freedom that have fought hard to help restore peace around the world. That's from Texas Roadhouse at 1931 Bluegrass Circle, where they invite you in for the best food in Cheyenne. Fall off bone ribs, hearty hand-cut steaks, legendary margaritas, and much more. Call 307-638-1234. That's 307-638-1234. This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we welcome Jerusalem-based broadcast journalist, popular speaker, author, and Middle East correspondent, David Dolan. Voice of Many Waters congregation will be meeting for Shabbat service February the 11th, 1 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at 3 J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Seating is limited, so you will need to arrive early. For more information, call us at 1-800-205-6245. A love offering will be taken. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest is William Kennedy. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And there are a number of cults out there. And it's so easy to have your children or somebody in your family or a loved one get that taken into them, and whether it be Jim Jones or the Hare Krishnas or so many other organizations that are out there that just offer, you know, a family atmosphere, offer something to believe in, something. Who do we have calling?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Paul in Fort Collins.
Hi. Do you have a question or comment, Paul?
Yeah, for one, I love, you know, the work that William Kennedy does. I've listened to him on your show for years, and, you know, you do a great job, William.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Just in regard to the Hares, I had lived in Southern California in the 70s, and a friend's daughter got involved, and they got her at 16. You know, her boyfriend was 18, and they married and joined up together. And this is what they did a lot. They got a lot of young people, you know, who wanted to get away from their families. And so is where they could go, where they didn't have jobs to make a living. And so they were very attractive in the San Diego, L.A. area in that way, in getting people who, you know, were having a hard time and just wanted to get out of the house.
Sure.
Oh, sure. That's a very common tactic. And any young person, any teenager, there is conflict with the parents. If there weren't conflict, no one would ever leave home. So a certain amount of conflict in the home is certainly natural. But these groups, you're absolutely right, Paul, they kind of exploit that. Now, there's a wonderful free film at WilliamHKennedy.com called B-Zone with Richard Gere, which addresses the exact thing you're talking about, a young couple who joined the Hare Krishna movement. And it's a wonderful film to see, very intelligent, very well made. And, Paul, I strongly urge you and everyone to watch it for free.
Oh, okay, great. Another factor they did there, they had this camp up in the mountains, you know, up around, I think it was Big Bear area, and they would take them up there, you know, they'd offer it like as a nature respite, but you couldn't leave. You know, they would take you in their bus, and you were basically taken there, and I heard from the different people, subjected to a real militarized regimen of brain control. You know, you get up at 3 in the morning, you're deprived of food and sleep, you only get to sleep about 5 hours a night, you know, the chanting, the whole thing of very much regimenting and programming your mind.
Oh, definitely, Paul. And one thing you got to remember, what they do when they get you at these so-called weekend camps, the people don't really join officially, they just delay leaving indefinitely, which is very odd. There's another film there about the Moonies at WilliamHKennedy.com called Ticket to Heaven, And that addresses what you're talking about very specifically. How they get you to go to a weekend and say, oh, come on, stay another week, stay another month. You know, and then the next thing you know, you're brainwashed, you're there for years, and you haven't seen your family. These groups
right.
also exploit families for money, too. If you want to see your kid, you have to make a donation.
Exactly. They really made it almost impossible for her to see her mother, so that the only time on Sunday afternoons, you know, they would offer like a public feeding of homeless and all, but this was also to get people involved. And that was the only time she could see her daughter, and of course her daughter would be working. So, you know, otherwise the daughter would just say, well, I'm so busy, they never give me any time to see you.
Sure.
Oh yeah, you just delay leaving. It's a very subtle tactic, and the Krishners were very good at doing that. And again, to people out there, any group that asks you to cut off from your family or mainstream society, that should sound alarm bells immediately. For instance, Christianity, you're taught to love and tolerate your relatives, even if they don't necessarily share your Christian views. You don't stop speaking to your parents because their religion is different. You pray for them. You love them. You try and bring them in here, attract them to it, but you certainly don't abandon them. You know, that's the difference between a cult and a religion.
Well, thanks a lot. You do great work. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Paul. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, Chris, I guess it's been William Kennedy, and once again, William, get your website out there and any parting thoughts you have.
It's williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com. You can read my article about Keith Ham for free. And the other film there you should watch about the Krishners is called B-Zone, and you can link to it for free and watch it. And my parting thoughts would be, just educate yourself and your family and your children and your grandchildren about the nature of cults and how they manipulate and control your mind and basically turn you into a slave, a zombie robot. And I just want to also say thank you so much for having me on Radio Liberty again, Dr. Stan. You've done an awful lot for my career, and I greatly appreciate your help, and you and your organization are in my prayers, especially Letitia, your secretary, who's been very nice over the years.
Well, God bless. We appreciate everything you do. And of course, these are the same techniques that Charles Manson used. These are the same techniques that Jim Jones used. And there are many of these cults out there, many of them posing as religious cults. But, of course, they're after the hearts and the minds and the souls of your children. William, please keep up the good work. We'll look forward to having you on our other programs. Once again, it's williamhkennedy.com. williamhkennedy.com. We recommend the material. We carry William's book, Satanic Crimes. We have a four-tape set on satanic crimes. And
God bless, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Bye-bye. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes. Beta-carotene, alpha-carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or biosuperfood at hotmail.com.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation with William Kennedy. We carry his book, Satanic Crimes. And ladies and gentlemen, there are lots of satanic crimes out there. The Bilderbergers are involved in this. All of these elite organizations are involved in criminal activity. The Bohemian Grove, I mean, they bring in children to be used to service the leaders of our country. Of course, they get pictures of them, and then they own the congressmen, and they own the industrialists. Now, of course, they can be charged as pedophiles. This is the way the system really works. You have a wonderful four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, including people who've actually been there and seen what's going on inside, written from the inside perspective. We have a four-tape set on the Skull and Bones, a secret organization, so secret that neither George Bush nor John Kerry, the two presidential candidates in 2004, so secret neither one could discuss the secret society they both belong to. Of course, we have four tape sets on the Bilderbergers, and you need to get our material. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand how this all fits together. Because basically, there is a world satanic movement out there, not imaginary, but real. They hold meetings, and they hold worship services, and they hold sacrifices. And if you've never heard our four-tape set of interviews with Malachi Martin, where he describes the satanic human sacrifice, simulated, admittedly, held in the Vatican, but held to correspond with the real human sacrifice taking place elsewhere. And he personally told me that this is actually taking place in the basement of the Vatican in Rome. Well, we have real problems, ladies and gentlemen, and you better understand. This is not to say that all Catholics are involved in this any more than all Protestants are involved, but these people have infiltrated the leadership positions in our religious organizations and neutralized the effectiveness of both the Catholic and the Protestant Church. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our talk on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret, on the best enemies money can buy. Certainly with the war imminent in Iran, you need to get our talk on Iraq, the untold story, because it covers all of the senseless wars and how they lied to us about every one of them. None of the wars of the last century were fought for the reasons we were led to believe. In Vietnam, we were not allowed to win the war. The war came about because of a lie, the Galveston incident, and we killed 58,000 of our men. And it was only a diversion so that they could bring in the Great Society, and they openly said that. If you haven't ever heard our talk on Vietnam, the untold story, it's a four-tape set. You need to get it. You need to get our Vietnam special to understand the horror, the men we left behind. One man came back, Vietnam, but basically they came right out and said in their own publications, the road forward at home in America is by persistence in Vietnam. And if we pull out of Vietnam, there'll be strong reaction against our domestic programs, which was the new departures in health, education, welfare, Medicare, Medicaid. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision and our protection until tomorrow. May the Lord.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the